to make their own homes. With those sharp talons and those hooked beaks they use to catch food and eat food, it doesn't make the best at making nests. It's hard to grab twigs and arrange twigs when you have those beaks and nests, or beaks and talons. So often owls just try to find homes that are already made for them, and usually that's in the form of a dead tree. Dead trees make great houses. They can be flat on top, they can have holes inside. It makes great homes that they don't have to build. Sometimes they'll just take nests from other birds, or maybe find abandoned nests. So this great horned owl, you can see its little owlet right there with the downy feathers to keep warm. But its nest, it's almost falling out. And that's because it didn't build that nest. It just either found it, or maybe it had the bird for a snack and then took its nest. Sometimes they just live in knots and trees. So there's a little screech owl. That little solid owl is in a woodpecker's hole. So maybe he just found an empty woodpecker's hole. Maybe he had the woodpecker for a snack. But the home he didn't have to make. Now again, some will make their homes. Those ground nesters. Barn owls are ground nesters. And then you just kind of build up mounds of dirt and hay in the tops of barns. Now one thing I like to point out, see these baby owlets? If you notice, the first feathers they're going to grow are called downy feathers, and that's to help keep them warm. But they already have their facial discs. Right? So they already have their facial discs, so they can already hear pretty well. Now, as those owls get bigger, they're going to grow feathers on top called contour feathers, and that's what these guys are growing. They're growing on their raincoats. But if you also notice, there are two different sizes. One is bigger than the other. That's because owls lay their eggs at different times. So the mom is going to lay one egg, and then she's going to wait a couple of days before she lays another, and then she might lay another one or another one after that. It depends on the kind of owl. It might lay anywhere from 2 to 6 eggs, I think. So she lays them at different times, and that's so the first one hatches, and the first one that hatches always has a better chance at surviving. So owls really care about only having one owlet survive. And that's so if there isn't enough food that year, that one owlet's going to get fed, and then he'll be able to fight his brothers and sisters and probably keep getting more of the food. And the others might die, unfortunately. But if there's plenty of food to go around, that oldest owl can eat his fill, and then the others will eat their fill next. But like I said, that's why they're different sizes, and that's why you might only ever see one owlet with a mom. She probably had others, but they might not have hatched, or they might have just died. And what these guys are doing is called branching out. So they've seen mom and dad take off, and they're getting really curious. So they're inching out of the branches, they're starting to flap. They can't fly yet, but they want to practice. And often at this age, they fall down to the ground. Now, do you think you should pick up a baby owl on the ground?
No.
No, in fact, mom is probably still taking care of that baby owl. And if you go up and try to help it, mom might come and attack you, thinking you're going to hurt her baby. The best thing to do is just to stand back at the distance and watch quietly, and you might see mom come down and bring it food. Mom or dad come down and bring it food. Now, if you think for some reason the owl is injured, or you've seen it, but you've never seen a parent owl around, never seen mom or dad come near it, what you should do is call a rehabilitator and tell them what's going on, and they'll probably come check it out and see if it's actually hurt or if it's not getting fed. So otherwise, the best thing to do is just to leave it there, and then when it's strong enough, it'll climb back up the tree, and mom and dad are still going to take care of it. So most birds don't really like owls. They're kind of bullies because they're predators. They eat other things. So if this is a crow, and it's mobbing an owl, and mobbing means what he does is he swings around, he comes down, he pecks at it, he's squawking in its ear, he's trying to pester that owl. Have any of you ever seen a lot of birds flying around the top of a tree and you don't know what's going on? They're probably mobbing either an owl or maybe an eagle or something. They're trying to bother that owl enough that it flies somewhere else in the woods so it doesn't try to eat their babies or take their nests. So this is a little screech owl in an owl box. And we said that most of the time owls are going to live in dead trees. Now, most people don't like to have dead trees around their houses. They might fall and break their houses. But if you know you're putting down a dead tree and you know owls are living there, one thing you can do is build an owl box. Or if you have a lot of mice or you just want owls near your house, you can build an owl box, and if you provide a home, they're likely to move in. And you can make the box different sizes depending on what kind of owls you want near your house. So you can have a small hole for a screech owl or a big hole for a gray horned owl. But often if you build the boxes, they're going to go ahead and move in because it's something they don't have to build themselves. Okay. So if someone could get the light.
I will.
Questions about the slideshow and what you saw. Yeah.
Why doesn't the barn owl have such ears?
Because some of them have ear tufts. They have ears, they're just underneath their feathers, like I showed you in that picture. So not all owls have the ear tufts. Yes.
If you built like three different sized holes for three different owls near each other, mm-hmm. for owl boxes, would they like attack each other?
Yep, the bigger owls would probably eat the smaller owls. Oh. So the biggest owl would win and take up the entire box. Yes.
Well, I have two. First of all, can an owl's eyes be red? Because I have a picture of an owl here and the eyes are red.
Not normally they're not red, so maybe that's supposed to be a scary owl. So normally they're not red. Now if there's something, they were born that way, maybe it's very strange, but there aren't going to be, I don't know of any species of owl that have red eyes.
And the other one is, why aren't the owls in those boxes eating?
Because they're used to coming out on programs in the boxes, and it's also during the daytime, they mostly hoot at night. So if it was later in the evening, they might be more likely to hoot back. But it's daytime, they're kind of napping right now, and they're used to hearing the calls that we have. Oh, yes.
Would a barred owl eat a cat, take on a cat?
A barred owl, I don't know if it's big enough to take on a cat. It might try to, but it's probably unlikely. Just because a cat has claws and teeth of itself, it'd probably be hard for them to eat it. Barred owls tend to stick to smaller rodents that I know of.
Well, actually, Zoe, the owl in that picture might have had the light reflect off its eyes.
That's true. It could have had a red light reflected.
I heard the sounds of the owls. Do they have a threatening cry when they're threatened that they make?
No. I'm trying to think if they do it in the wild. Our owls do have a special noise. They let us know when they're annoyed. It's not an actual hoot. They make different noises. They might hiss. They usually clack their beaks. Usually when they see people, the first thing they do is they're going to clack their beaks. And that's just kind of a warning, kind of like a dog growling, like, you're irritating me. So otherwise, usually if they hoot to one another, it's usually a warning call. Usually they see you and they're hooting to let people, that people are coming nearby. So if you're thinking about, are you asking if you know if an owl's going to attack you or not?
No, just if they have a special sound, you know, like, that they make when they're threatened. I know they're normal, regular sounds,
maybe
calling, but a threatened sound, you know.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the actual communication between owls. I know, you know, how I can read our owls personally and what they do, and I know about beak clacks, and sometimes they make some other kind of hissing noises. But I don't know if they have anywhere they would say it to each other other than a call, because usually calls mean things that we don't know about. So that would be a good research topic, actually, for grad student or something. That would be really interesting to learn. You guys have any other questions about what you saw? Yeah.
Well, does a great horned owl's tufts like its ears? Or?
No, remember I said they're just feathers. To make them look a little bit bigger and scarier, and I'll show you. So why don't I move over here? Can I get through it here? If you guys just want to turn your chair around. So if I could have everybody's attention up here. So there's just a couple of rules when I bring out the owl. The first one is if I'm gonna put up some plastic for the larger owls. And for the smaller owl, I'm gonna be carrying a piece of paper underneath her. And that's just because when owls get nervous or scared, they often go to the bathroom. And it sounds kind of funny, but what happens is if they get nervous or scared, what they want to do is fly away. And an owl is very light. In silent flight, they can't be very heavy. So they go to the bathroom, and then they don't weigh as much, and they can fly away faster. Now, sometimes they just go to the bathroom anyways, and if we point and laugh or make a big deal about it, then they're going to get scared. So if you see an owl go to the bathroom, just pretend it didn't happen, Because otherwise, if you make a big deal about it, they're going to get scared and I'll have to put them back in the box. And I think you guys can handle it. Also, the small owl, I'm going to be walking around in front of you guys. Now, you can't touch her, unfortunately. We're not allowed to let you touch her. And also, she's still a wild animal. If you do try to pet her, she might try to bite you. So just keep your hands, just crisscross your fingers and keep them in your lap. Okay, and you'll get a nice close-up look at her. If you're quiet, she tends to be calmer and look around a lot at people, but if she gets nervous, she tends to look just at me. So if you're quiet, she'll look around the room a lot more. Okay, are there any questions about what you thought about? Okay, also, just stay quiet just like you are. You guys are doing a great job. This is how the owls like it when they're out. So just keep it up the way you are right now. I'm going to go ahead and bring out the first little owl.
Aww.
Okay. So if you notice, I'm attaching a leash to some bracelets around her ankle. These bracelets are called Jesses. They're just leather bracelets, and they don't bother her, just like if you guys are wearing bracelets or watches. It doesn't bother you. You get used to it. She doesn't even know they're there most of the time until I put a leash on her. And that's just because all the owls we have at Chewonky are what are called non-releasable wildlife. It means they were born in the wild, but were hurt or injured in some way that they can't go back. So, like, this is a 6-year-old saw-what owl. She's an adult. But when she was about 1 year old, she was hit by a car. And her wing was broken. Now, her wing doesn't hurt her anymore, but it was broken in such a way it didn't fix itself right. Because we can't really ask an owl to hold still and let me put a cast on it. We can't tell them to get plenty of rest. Just like if you guys were to break an arm or a leg, you'd get a wheelchair, you'd get a nice colored cast. Can't really ask an owl to do that. So her wing doesn't really stretch out very far anymore. And she's not a good flyer. If we were to put her back in the woods, she'd probably end up either starving to death or getting eaten pretty quickly. So she lives at Chewonky now, and we use her as a teacher. We like to think of her as our saw-what teacher. And I'm just going to come by, and don't worry if she, for some reason, decides to flap or try to fly away. That's called baiting, but that's what I have the leash and Jess's on for her. She's not going to be able to leave my hand. She likes to pose.
He's like, what's happening?
Oh, we're getting pictures. I'll come by in a second. Okay, so you can notice that even though she's a small owl, she still has all the owl parts. She has a facial disc.
What kind of owl is
she? A saw-what. She has a hook beak. She has talons. You guys felt saw-what owl talons.
So I'm using the talons.
She's so cute. She has pretty big eyes for the size of her head. She's the size of a robin. And her eyes probably 3 times the size of a robin. Yep, she's used to this pretty much. How long have I personally? She's been going probably about 5 years. So once they come to Chewonky, because we are a rehabilitation center, but we're also an environmental teaching center, so we start training them. Once we decide we're going to keep them, we start training them to go up on the fifth, just like she is. So she's on my fifth right now is what it's called, and she started getting trained to sit on my fifth. She's just more adjusted to people. So also, since she's been with people so long, she'll probably never be able to go back in the wild, even if she couldn't fly, because she's so used to people.
What is
their lifespan? In the wild, probably about as old as she is now. In the captivity, it's going to be about 10 years. Now, they don't live as long in the wild because they're so small, they often get eaten pretty early in their life. So she's 6 years old, and most owls her size in the wild don't live to be that old. But she's with people and protected. She has a nice outdoor cage at Chewonky. This is just her travel box. She's a nice outdoor aviary at Chewonky. And she's protected from predators and that. Mm. Now, she, like I said, she's not a good hunter, so we give her mice, and they're already dead. We give her 2 dead mice every night, so she doesn't have to try to hurt herself hunting them. And she usually eats most of it, but she's a small owl. I checked, she didn't cough up any pellets. when you die. Oh, I thought she was going to hoot. Sometimes she hoots. She likes to look around. So do you guys have any questions about this owl?
Yeah, the color of the owl.
Yeah, supposedly birds don't like red as much. And I had a teacher was telling me that her class did a research project and learned that owls can't see blue. Now, I haven't found out about that yet, but I'm not sure exactly what kind of colors they can see. It's not as strong as we can see colors, but, you know, we've been told not to wear too much red around them. That maybe they can see red and not see blues as well. Yes. Yep.
Can the owl eat other owls?
Can she eat other owls? She probably wouldn't, just because she's so small. Most of the owls are bigger than her.
I mean, like the same kind of them.
She might. If she was very, very hungry, she might, but probably not. She's probably going to stick with smaller mice and salamanders. We've found salamanders that have walked into her cage and they don't have heads on them in the morning. Yes. Yep, and I talk about that more. I'll show you more with the second owl I bring up, just because the second owl looks around a lot more. So I usually wait, but we'll talk about that, don't worry. Yes.
Does he have a name?
Solid owl, and it's a girl. Yep. Solid owl.
Are those kinds of owls, like, afraid of flashing lights?
Yeah. Well, any bird or any animal is going to be afraid of flashing lights, just because most aren't used to it, but... She's used to having her picture taken, if that's what you mean. Oh. So if you used your flash and your camera, she's used to that.
Okay. Well, would it, like, eat its own babies if it was hungry enough?
Would it eat what?
Would it eat its own babies if it was hungry enough?
It might, if it was absolutely starving. But it's kind of unlikely that they're going to eat their babies. But like I said, if an animal's absolutely starving, it might.
Do they not eat fruits and nuts at all? No. Strictly a carnivore.
They're strictly carnivores. Now again, if they're wild, if they're hungry, and they can't find something, they might move on to foraging for other things. But more likely, they'll lose a lot of weight. They're going to mostly strictly be carnivores. They might move on to bugs, I would think. Bugs and other things. Yeah.
Well, since they, if they couldn't find anything, if you gave them something, like if you just found something next to it, is it likely that they had eaten it or they had found it?
Or, I mean, did they scavenge for it?
Yes.
They might scavenge. If they're hungry and they can't find any live food, they might look for dead food. Yep. So they probably eat other things before they let themselves starve to death. Okay, are these about just owls in general or about her? You can say, I just want to get out another owl, just so if it's just a general question. You can still ask me. Go ahead.
How big is her wingspan?
Let's see if I can hear her flap. She does it really quickly. She's very quick.
She's so cute.
Oh,
yeah.
She's going to cough up.
She sure did.
She coughed up a pellet. I'm not going to pass this around. It's very slimy. I don't even know why I decided to catch it. It's the second pellet I caught her, and I don't know why. Every time I regret doing it. So you guys can see it. I'm going to pick it up anyways. So that was a pellet. She just, if you notice, I know some of you can see it, she just kind of coughed it up, just like a hairball.
Aww.
Okay, so the next owls are going to be a little bit bigger, and I'm just going to stand up here on the plastic, but you'll be able to see them just fine. And I just can't walk around with them just because for some reason they got nervous and decided to try to jump off my hand. They probably end up hitting someone by accident. We don't want anyone to get poked in the eye with the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a barred owl. This is the most common owl in Maine, the one that goes, "Who cooks for you?" That's this kind of owl. And she's one of the few owls that have brown eyes. Now, I'm going to show you why she's at Chewonky, why she can never go back out into the wild. Okay, so just watch. Yeah, so she only has one wing, and she was not born that way. And I just want to show you now that she's a little wet looking. That's just because I sprayed her feet earlier to help keep her cool. So she's okay. I just sprayed her with water a little bit earlier. So when she was about 1 year old, she's 16 now. She's been at Chewonky for 15 years. When she was about 1 year old, she was accidentally shot by a hunter. Now you can't hunt owls, just like you can't have owls as pets in America. It's illegal. And when the hunter realized he'd shot an owl, he did take her to a vet. And the vet was worried that she might get sick and die from the bullets in her wings, so they decided to amputate her wing. Now, also, they used to do that more commonly in the 1980s when she was born, so they don't really quite do it as much now. They usually leave the wings on a little bit longer, but they took them off a little bit quicker now, so you're unlikely to see a lot of birds with just one wing nowadays. That's what she has. So she's never been able to fly except for that one summer, but she hops pretty high. She's also doing the head turning thing that someone was asking about earlier. So owls, their eyes are so big, they're stuck staring forward. So they can't move their eyes around like you guys can. So in order to look at something, they have to turn their entire head. So to turn their heads as much as they do, they have extra bones. So if you feel the back of your neck, you have 7 bones in your neck. Owls have 14 bones in their neck. And that allows them to turn their head 2/3 of a circle, or 270 degrees. So if I was an owl, I could turn my head this way, keep turning it until I was looking at this shoulder. They can also put it pretty far back also. Now, if she looks at something, they're pretty amazing at keeping their head still while their bodies are moving. So let's see if I can get her to look at something. Just watch how she keeps her head still. Sometimes if she sees something she likes, I can get her to go all the way around. Let's try one more time. Yeah, they like the window because she likes to look at all the animals she could be eating. So they're also really good at keeping her head still. If I was to move her, she saw something she wanted to, I could move her body up and down. Up and down, she'd be able to keep her head still. But she's not looking at something. So they can keep their head still. So when they're flying and they're bouncing up and down, they can keep their head still and look at that mouse. Okay, see that? Yep, so she can keep her head still, even when she's moving. Yes?
Well, what would happen if, like, you play your, like, the sound of that owl?
You know, she's never called back. Chewonky used to have an old owl that called back. She doesn't. I think she's been at Chewonky so long, she knows it's a recording. And she generally hoots more at nighttime. I don't think I've ever heard her hoot during the day. Now, barred owls are really fluffy. I just want to show you that she's actually a small owl. She only weighs about 2 pounds. So I'm going to take my finger, because she's a really special owl. She's pretty tame. I can take my finger, and that's where her head is. So I can squish her feathers, and you can see that her head's actually pretty small. And again, I wouldn't do this to any of the other owls, but she's been at Chewonky for 15 years, and she's very used to people. Now, she can live to be about 30 years old, because she's a little bit bigger owl. She gets about 3 mice every night, so she cough up a little bit bigger pellets. She really likes the window.
Okay. Well, how much do the other small owls weigh?
The other one only weighed a couple ounces.
Wow. What's his name?
Her name is Barred Owl.
They don't have any names for them?
They do have names. We don't like to share the names because then you guys think of them as pets and you forget what kind of owl they are. And really the only reason they have names is so we can keep track of them. We can keep track of who gets fed because we have 2 barred owls. And it's confusing to say Barred Owl number 1 and Barred Owl number 2. And also that sometimes they need to go to the vet. And the vet likes to have names just for a record because the vet's going to see more than one owl also. So they have names, but we generally just refer to them as the barred owl. So we don't like to think of them as pets because they're teachers. They're still wild animals. And we have to have permits to have them also. Yeah.
Why do you have to wear that?
Well, because of her talons. Now, she wouldn't try to hurt me, but just by standing on me, holding on, her talons would dig into my skin. Because they're used to holding onto branches, and I'm not a branch. So it's more of just to protect my skin so she doesn't scratch me by accident, just by holding on.
Can any of the owls
train? No, we don't train them to do anything other than sit on our hand. And so I can get her to do all those things, but that's what she naturally does. I didn't train her to do them. She just does those anyways. Okay, so I'm going to put her away and then get out the last owl. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. Now I'm just going to tell you that this next owl, she was injured when she was a little bit older. And since she's a bigger owl too, she tends to make just more noise. So if you hear her bouncing around in her box, she's fine and I'm fine.
Ooh.
It's just sometimes she likes to make a little bit more noise about it. You might hear her hissing just a little bit too. And again, she's fine and I'm fine. So this is a great horned owl. This is the largest owl we have here in Maine. And it's a girl, and girl owls are bigger than boy owls. So she is one of the biggest owls that live in Maine all the time. Although she's actually from Virginia. So she was hit by a car in Virginia when she was about 2 years old, and we think she's probably about 15. We're not quite sure, just because she was already a full-grown owl. She was already completely done growing when she was taken in, but they still thought she was pretty young. So we've had her for about 12 years or so. She's about 14 or 15 years old. And she's one of the owls that has ear tufts. So if you look, these are, again, just feathers. There's no ears in there. Just feathers. Her ears are still on the sides of her head. Right, there's one down there, and then there's one up there. She's fine. Yep, so I'm going to hold her up just a little bit higher. You can see the size of her feet and her talons.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to show you with her how quietly she can actually flap. You can also see her injured wing. You can see how she can't stick it out all the way. And I'm just going to push on her chest and she's just going to push back and flap. Just watch. So you see how one wing doesn't stick out all the way? And also hear how quiet that whole wing is. So that was pretty quiet considering how big that wing was, wasn't it? Just showing you her silent flight. Now I'm going to try to get her to blink. And I want you to look closely to see if you can see that nictitating membrane go by. Just watch closely. Sometimes she blinks.
Yeah.
You see it? Okay. Oh, she's wise to my tricks. So remember, they're not trained. I usually just can get her to blink by touching her head. She knows what I'm doing now. Yes.
When she blinks, her eyelid is white. That's so if she's asleep, it looks like her eyes are still open. Or is it just the markings?
I think it's just the markings because not all the owls have that.
And some animals have, I know they've got like, a big head on the other scare and everything.
Yeah, I think hers are just colors. Actually, part of it on the end is brown. Oh. So I think it might just be her coloring.
Mm-hmm. When the bird eyelid thing, it looks like a windshield wiper.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is. It's basically a windshield wiper. So we have to blink a lot to keep our eyes wet. And they just blink that third eyelid so that they can keep looking at something without losing. Because when you guys blink, you don't see anything for a brief second. And when they blink, they can still see everything. And that's what it is. It just keeps their eyes wet, keeps the dirt out. But they can also use it a little bit for protection. Yeah.
blank.
Did you forget?
Yeah. What's that fourth box over there?
That's just where the fake one went into. It's just a whole carrying corner.
Oh, well, do you have any owls that, like, close one eyelid and the other eyelid goes this way?
Yep, they can close them independently.
Yeah, I saw
it
that.
Did
I saw
it.
One
so
of them do
it.
I saw one of them do it.
So they have to just blink one at a time.
Just in.
Look at our hands. All the way back.
They like the window.
She has 14 bones in her neck.
Yes, the owls, all owls have 14 bones in their neck.
How long is their wing span?
About how many feet?
I'll show you. I think her wingspan, let me see. About a foot and a half. Hear that? That's
yeah.
Actually probably her yelling at me. She's never hooted for me in class before. I think I just got yelled at.
Well, if Winnie has another owl at the same time, will they talk to each other?
If it's another great horned owl, they might. But usually when I put these owls back with their roommates, because they have, there's another great horned owl, she lives, usually as soon as I put them back, they start talking to each other. Last question, and then I have to pack up so I can go to another class.
What about different types of owls?
They'd probably fight, and since she's so big, like if I put the sawa in there, she'd probably try to eat it. So we only let them share rooms with the same species. Okay, now when I put her away.
What else happened to her wing? Like, did it, like, part of it, like, fall
off?
Nope,
it's just broken, so she can't stretch it out. It's stuck being bent. So when I put her away, sometimes she likes to try to get into her box by herself. So if you see her flapping, I just need you to stay quiet. And she just has to remember that she needs my help because otherwise she's too big to go in there with her wings. So hopefully she'll just be a good owl. Yep, and she was.
Thank you.
Okay, oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys. You guys were a great time.
Wow, what a great show that was. Wasn't it, Haley?
Yeah, I learned a lot about owls. Remember to check out our website at bobsfrankel.com and remember to go to Twonky's site at www.twonky.org. Bye.